Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second, the center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball towards left. Garr settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garr. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards first. Spencer catches it and steps on first to double up Paquette. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquett takes first base on ball 4. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Jones reaches second base with a double. Hairston throws the ball into Bell, who tags Jones trying to catch an extra base, for the out. White scores. Paquette goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jones, who is chasing the ball. Hairston reaches third base with a triple. Essien goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1 Royals. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek scores. It's 5-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Brett reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Hal McRae. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Clay Carroll now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez bunts in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to third. Cowens moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 7-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens scores. It's 8-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paquet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jack Brohmer. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nordhagen for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.